the sugya of Ger Katan, the Gemara brings down the member of Rav Huna that Ger Katan is Matbila Noisai Al Das Bezdin. And the Gemara is Mavur that this din of Matbila Noisai Al Das Bezdin is working with the din of Zachan La Adam Shalai Befanov. And the Gemara says, Rav Huna obviously is not being Mechadish Zachan La Adam Shalai Befanov. So what's the Chiddush? I would have to have a mina to become a Ger is not a schus vefkeira nichalei. Kamash malon, it's a schus. He's a katan, and there's no problem of vefkeira nichalei, and it's considered a schus. What I want to discuss today is a very basic point in the sugya. What do the words mean, matbila noisoi al das bezdin? What do the words al das bezdin mean? Now, that's for sure, Rashi brings it down, that every geiris needs Bezdin involved. It's a Xeris Akosov that you need Bezdin involved in a Geiris. But generally speaking, when we deal with Bezdin in a Geiris, it doesn't say anything about Das Bezdin. In our sugya, it talks about Matbilan Isai al Das Bezdin. Das Bezdin. The Das of Bezdin is playing a role over here. What does it mean? A very basic point in the sugya. What does it mean, Das Bezdin? And I think it might be a Machlekes Rishayim. Let's start with the Pashup Shat, the most Pashup Shat. The Gemara's Mavur over here that Matbila Noisai Al Das Bezdin is working with the din of Zachan La Adam Shalai Befanov. Generally speaking, when we have Zachan La Adam Shalai Befanov, we're dealing with a case where somebody does a Maisa for somebody else. For example, HaMagbiya Metziya LeChaveiroi Kana Chaveiroi. I see a Metziya, I pick it up for somebody else without him asking me. Kana Chaveiroi. The Gemara says that works with the din of Zachan La Adam Shalai Befanov. Over there, I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan L'chaveiroi. My Maisa works for him. Another example, which our Gemara actually brings, an Eved to go L'chairis, L'fi some Tanoim, is a S'chus for him to go L'chairis. And if someone is Mekabel, the Shtar Shichra for the Eved, it works. Zachan L'odom Shalei B'fanav. Over there also, I'm doing a Maisa Kabbalah for the Eved. Zachan L'odom Shalei B'fanav. In our Gemara, is the Zachan L'Adam Shalai B'fanav someone doing a Maisa for the Ger? No one's doing a Maisa for the Ger. The Maisa that's going on in the Geiris is the Mila and the Tfila. The Tfila the Ger has by himself, he's going into the water. His body experienced the Tfila. Mila also. It could be someone else does the act of Mila, but his Maisa, the Maisa of Mila is Chalan himself. He on his own has the Mila. He doesn't need anyone to be Zaycha in the Maisim for him. The Maisim are being done by himself. So where's the Schia? Where's Zachar Adam Shalai B'fanav? What is someone else doing for him? He did it all by himself. The Teretz is, the Pashtus is, that the Schia in our Sugya is a little bit different than regular Schia. The Schia is on the Das. And the truth is, like the examples I gave, you do a Kinyan for somebody else, Magbiya Metziya L'Chaveiroi. Yes, I'm doing the Maisa Kinyan, I'm being Magbiya Metziya L'Chaveiroi. But it's not just the Maisa. Every Kinyan has two parts. There's a Maisa and Das. You need Das to be Koina, and you also have to do a Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan without Das is not Koina, and Das without a Maisa is not Koina. You need both. You need a Maisa and you need Das. When someone is Magbiya Metziya L'Chaveiroi, Kona Chaveiroi, he be'etzem has the two things. He did the Maisa Kinyan for his friend. He was Zoicha in the Maisa Kinyan, and he was also Zoicha in the Das. He also had Das for him, and his Das worked. In our Sugya, Kinira, that's the Pashtus, in the Schia, the Maisa he has by himself. The Das, he doesn't have, he's a Katan. So you need the Schia on the Das. The one who's Zoicha for this Katan is only Zoicha in the Das. Instead of the Katan having Das for Geiris, Kanira Geiris also needs two parts. There's the Maisa of the Geiris, is the Mila and the Tfila, and you need Das, just like by a Kinyan, you need Das. You need Das for the Geiris. The Katan has the Maisa by himself, but he doesn't have Das. So we have the Schia on the Das for the Katan. And we're going to talk about later, it's a very interesting thing. Normally, the one who does the Maisa and the one who has the Das is the same person. Over here, he has the Maisa, and someone else is Zoicha in the Das for him. And they work together to make a geirus. That's a moir dekachidish that comes out in the sugya. We'll talk about it in the Hemshach HaDvarim in Mitzvah Hashem. But that's Pashas the Schia. The Schia is not on the Maisa geirus. The Schia is on the Das of the geirus. So in Cain, the most Poshib shot, and I think the Ari Shainim that learned that way, what does it mean over here, Al Das Bezdin? By a regular geirus, it doesn't say Al Das Bezdin. Bezdin's there. But it's not Al Das Bezdin. Very simple. Over here, the whole Schia that we're talking about is a Schi on the Das. The mice is good, it's a Schi on the Das. Who's being Zoichre in the Das for the Ger? Bezdin. So Ger Koton, Matbilan Oisoi, Al Das, Bezdin. Das is the whole topic of the Schia. That's for sure the most Pashut Pshat. But if that's true, there's a very basic kasha over here also. Zochen La'odim Shaloi Befonov has anything to do with Bezdin? You need Bezdin for Schia? Hamagbiel mitzia lachaveira, ikon lachaveira needs to be bezdin. Chas v'shalom. Someone's makabel a get shichrer for an eved needs bezdin. Bezdin is never involved in any schia whatsoever. So over here you need bezdin. It happens to be you need bezdin here because you anyway need them for the geiris. But the schia has to be through bezdin. Why does it have to be through bezdin? Let bezdin be there for the geiris, and someone else could have the das. Zochem al mishalev has nothing to do with bezdin. Lashon HaGemara is mashma that what it says, al das bezdin, is dafka bezdin. Bezdin has to have this das. Why does bezdin have to have the das? If the das that we're dealing with is the das of the schia, the das of the geirus, and you're being zoicha in the das for the ger to work with his maisa, who needs bezdin? Bezdin has nothing to do with the din of zochan ladam shalei b'fanav. So I think we're going to learn Rashi now. Rashi, I think, is mavur, a different taich poshet, in the words of Aldas Bezdin. What does it mean? Rashi says right away that our sugya is talking about where it's Ein Loy Av. Ger Kotun Matvila Nois Aldas Bezdin Kishe Ein Loy Av. V'imoy Heviyose Les Gaya. But there's no Av involved. And Rashi also by Aldas Bezdin says, what's the function of Bezdin? V'hein Nasin Loy Av. Bezdin fulfills the role of the Av. We find that many times. Bezdin is Avim Shal Yisayimim. Over here he's not a Yosem, but he's a loner over here in the Geirus because he's a Yosem. He has no father, Rashi actually says, but he has a mother. But the Bezdin is in charge of him. The Bezdin takes care of him. Heim Nasin Loi Av. Bezdin becomes the Av. I think Lefi Rashi, that's what it means, Al Das Bezdin. That Bezdin takes the role of the Av. We'll explain it more in a moment. But before we get to the Al Das Bezdin, what is Rashi saying over here? That if there is no Av, then Bezdin is Nasin Loi Av. It's mashma that in this Geirus of the Ger Kotun, we need an Av on the scene. Either a real Av, and when there is no real Av, we'll have a Hey Nasin Loi Av, a Bezdin to become an Av. Weiter, if Ger Kotun Matbilan I say Al Das Bezdin is just the halacha of Schia, just like Schia is not totally in Bezdin. Schia is not totally in Av. So what is the function of the Av? Why dafka do we need the Av in this Geirus? Either the Av himself or Hei Nasin Loi Av. What's the function of the Av in this Geirus? So it could be pshat in Rashi is alpi what it says in the Me'iri. The Etzim, the Rishonim over here, the Me'iri and the Ritva and others, Amor another basic shverkeit in the sugya. The Gemara says over here, Matbilan Oisei Al Das Bezdin, that's the Tfila. And Rashi is Moisif. By a Zohar, it's not only Tfila, it's also Mila. Tfila and Mila are two things that you need for the Geiris. But the Rishonim Amor, there's another thing that you need for the Geiris. You need Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Doing Mila and Tfila without Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, the Geiris is not going to be Chal. So, first of all, Rashi doesn't talk about the Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. And it's a major problem. There is no Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. A Ger Kotan, a Kotan, cannot be Mekabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. He's a Kotan. He doesn't have Das. Mestama, his Kabbalah is nothing. So there's no Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So how, Bechlal, do we get the Geiris moving over here? There's no Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Another basic Shaila in the Sugya. So I'll say over to Mahalchim, the Ritva says that we do need Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, but Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs is only Ma'akiv when it's possible to have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. By a godel, where it's possible, then you need it. But if it's impossible to have Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, then Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs is not ma'akiv. And in this case, he's a cotton, so it's impossible, so you don't need the Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. That's what the Ritva says. What's the shot in that? It's only makiv if you need it. Is it part of the geiris or is it not part of the geiris? Maybe a possible taich in the Ritva could be like this. Be'etzem kabbalas al mitzvahs is not really a part of the geiris. But if he's not makabal mitzvahs, that means he's against kabbalas al mitzvahs, he's not makabal, that's a stira to the geiris. You don't really need kabbalas al mitzvahs, just you can't have a not kabbalas al mitzvahs. So if he's able to be makabal mitzvahs and he says no thank you, that's a stira to the geiris. But if he's not able to be makabal the mitzvahs, so you have no stira to the etzem geiris, so then you could do it with the mila and the tefillah alone. Actually, that's a taich in the Ritva. That's the mahalach of the Ritva. The Meiri also shtels on this nekuda. What happened to the kabbalas al mitzvahs? And the Meiri says something else over here. A big chiddush in the Meiri. The Meiri says that's the role of the father. The Meiri says, in this case, we can't have a kabbalas al mitzvahs. He's a katan. That's where the father steps in. Now, he doesn't mean to say, he doesn't say bachlal, that the father's makabal mitzvahs for him. That's a father can't be makabal mitzvahs for his ben. That's totally in the ger himself. But he says something else. He says, what's the role of a father? He said, the inyonim of the ben are mussar to the father. So the father could come with his ben to Bezdin to be machnisoi lebris ulekidushas emuna. Those are the words of the Miri. The father takes his ben and he brings him to be machnesim lebris ulekidusha semuna, and that hachnosa that the father does takes care of the problem of kabbalas ol mitzvahs. First the words of the Miri, then we'll try to explain it. There's a problem over here, there's no kabbalas ol mitzvahs. The answer is, the father who's inyonei haben, that means it's the father's achrayis to take care of his son, and the father comes to be machnesim lebris ulekidushas emuna, now there's no more problem of kabbalas al mitzvahs. Of course, the Miri needs a taich. There's no kabbalas al mitzvahs, so what does it help that he's machnesim lebris ulekidushas emuna? What's the word of the Miri? So this Miri could be understood al pi lashon of the Rambam. There's a beautiful lashon of Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, halacha perek yud beis halacha dalet. The Rambam over there is speaking about also the topic of Geiris, and he says that you need Kabbalas ol mitzvahs, Mila and Tefillah. But listen to the setup of the Rambam, the Nusach of the Rambam, when he puts all these three things together. He says, Kishayirza Hagoy lihikonis lebris ulestoifef tachas kanfei hashchina. He wants to be nichnas lebris viyakabel olav ol toira, and he's makabel. Then tsarach mila v'tfila. When he wants to be nichnas lebris and he's makabel ol mitzvahs, then he needs mila v'tfila. He splits up the kabbalas Torah and the mila tfila as two separate things. The Rambam should say someone who wants to be nichnas lebris, he wants to become a yid, tsarach kabbalas Torah, tfila and mila. He says no. When he wants to be nichnas lebris and he's makabel of ol Torah, then he needs mila and tfila. It's mashma in the Rambam that the function of Kabbalah's mitzvahs in Geiris is cholak b'yesoy dinam from the Mila and the Tfila. You need all three of them. You need the Kabbalah's mitzvahs and you need the Mila and the Tfila. But the role of the Kabbalah's al mitzvahs is very different than the Mila and Tfila. The Mila and Tfila is the Maisa Geiris. Mila and Tfila. But it seems like in the Rambam there's a prerequisite for Geiris. You have to want to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. You have to want to be kishayirza hagoy. He wants likomis lebris ulestoifef tachas kanfei hashchina. That's a prerequisite. Someone who doesn't want to come in, we're not going to do the geiris. The geiris wouldn't even work. But if he wants to come in tachas kanfei hashchina, then we could do the maisa geiris. How does it express himself that he wants to come tachas kanfei hashchina? I want to be a Jew is not enough. The Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs is a part of that roitzi likonis lebris. I want to come tachas kanfei hashchina. How am I expressing that by being the kabbal mitzvahs? Now you have the prerequisite. Now you're ready for the geiris. And what's the geiris? The geiris is tzarach mila v'tfila. That's what the Rambam says. So the maisa geiris is mila and tfila. The Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs is the way of expressing his rotzen to be nichnas lebris. to be nichnas tachas kan for yashchina. That's the prerequisite for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So lefi zeh avada, we can understand the Meiri. The Meiri says by a ger koton, where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? So he says the father brings him shkoyach, but there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The teretz is it's not the pshat that the father's being makabel the mitzvahs, but he's getting to the same place as Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The father's in charge of his ben. The inyonim of the ben, says the Meiri, is mussar to the father. So the father brings him likones lebris ulekedusha semuna. He brings him to the bris. So over here, there's no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's not the pshat that you have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs through the father. You bypass the need for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I get to the place of wanting to be nichnas, not that he wanted. He didn't bring himself the konis tachas ol mitzvahs. Someone else brought him. The father brought him tachas kanfei hashchina. That fulfilled this prerequisite that we need by geiris. And memela, now you could do the mila and the tefillah. So that's the function of the av. Lemiri is saying a klaran, that's very possible, that's pshat and Rashi. What's the role of the father? Why are we so desperate to have a father over here? If he has a father, we don't need Beis Din. If there is Beis Din, Beis Din fulfills the role of the father. Hey, nasin lo av. Why are we desperate for an av? The teretz is to bypass the problem of Kabbalah sal mitzvahs. Stam, a friend who's not shaykh to the inyan, can't be machnesim. Who are you? You're not in charge. It's either the av, the real father, or the Beis Din, who acts like a father. They're in charge of being machnesim. Now that he fulfilled that prerequisite of geiris, memela, now we're ready for the mila and the tefillah. That's the function of the father. Lefi Rashi, it makes very much sense to say that's what it means, aldas Beis Din. The aldas Beis Din does not mean the schia. Beis Din is not the ones who are necessary. Beis Din does zochem adar shleib afanav. There's no halacha that Beis Din does zochem shleib afanav. I need the das Beis Din to be machnesim lebris, to fulfill the prerequisite of geiris. I need the av. And that's why I need the das of the av. The father wants, he didn't want himself to come tachas kanfei hashchina. The father wants him to be nechnas tachas kanfei hashchina. So the father's bringing him fulfills that role of tachas kanfei hashchina. That's al das Beis Din. That has nothing to do with the halacha of schiyah. Why do you need schia? That's something else. Because lemaisa, even after you fulfill that prerequisite, I need das on the etzem chalois geirus. Just like I need das to make a kinyan, I need das on the chalois geirus. This katan doesn't have das. The father's bringing him is not das. The katan needs das. The chalois geirus is in the katan. The katan needs das. Where's his das? For that you need zachal adam shalai b'fanav. But the al das Beis Din is not from the schia. There's two things that are going on over here with das. One of them bringing him tachas kanfei hashchina. That's al das Beis Din. And then there's also a halach of zochen for the das that the geirus should be able to be chal. The das that you need by the mila and the tefila, not in the prerequisite. The mila and the tefila also needs das that it should be chal, just like by a kinyan. That's another das. That's the das of schia. That das is not miyuchad dafker to Beis Din necessarily. Beis Din could do it. You don't have to call someone in. Beis Din could do everything. They'll do both parts. But the hadgosha of al das Beis Din is not for the schia. For the zochen adil shebefanav, that's not the hadgosha of das Beis Din. Das Beis Din is to bring him in tachas kan fi yashchina. What? By muberes in Tosfos. I hear, it could be I'm being over on Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum says someone who gives a shir that he's not fully holding in the sugya is liable to make mistakes in Pashup Shat. So in Tosfos I'm actually not holding. In this part I'm holding a little bit now. I hear the Shabbat members, I have to rethink it. But Al Kaponim, that's the idea over here. The Aldas Beis Din, the Hadgosh of Aldas Beis Din is the bringing into Geirus. The chelak of schia, which is the das of the geir, should be chal during the milah and tefillah. You don't need Beis Din. You could use Beis Din, but you don't need Beis Din. There's a major hadgosha lefizeh. The Gemara says, this is a major hadgosha in Rashi, and maybe even a doichik. Amar Rav Huna, ger kotem at milah noisei al das Beis Din. So the Gemara, mai kamashmu on the zochan adam shalei befanav? Says the Gemara, we know that already from a Mishnah. So schia is not a chiddush. I have a kasha. That's not what Rav Huna was saying. Rav Huna wasn't saying there's a chiddush of schia. Rav Huna was saying that the Beis Din is nasin layav. That's not a big enough chiddush. My kamash right, schia is poshut. But there's another chiddush. You usually need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. or the father, chiddush of Rav Huna, bezdin is nasin loyav. That should be the chiddush of Rav Huna. What's the Gemara's kashi? Right, tzchias pashut, but there's a chiddush of nasin loyav. Kinira, and I'm asking this might be a doichik in Rashi, that's also not a chiddush. That's pashut. Nasin loyav, bezdin is aviyam shal yisayimim. That's a halacha that comes up very often. That's not the chiddush of Rav Huna. So the Gemara was searching what's the chiddush of Rav Huna, elamai, the other topic. The topic of tzchia. Tzchia is also a mishnah. So the Gemara, the chiddush is that it's called a schos. So the lushin of Rav Huna, of aldas bezdin, that's not his chiddush. Rav Huna wasn't even emphasizing anything about tzchia. Rav Huna talked about aldas bezdin, hey nasin loyav. That's what Rav Huna was saying, and that was Pashit. Elamai, what was behind the scenes of Rav Huna? Schia. Frek the Gemara, so that must be the Chiddush, the behind the scenes. Zok the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's called a Schus. But the Iker Hadgosha in the wording of Rav Huna is not the topic of Schia that's behind the scenes. The topic of Schia is only behind it. The Iker words of Rav Huna means, Hey Nasin Le'av. That's what comes out, Lefi Rashi, and that's the words of Aldas Bezdin. That's something only Bezdin could do. No one else could fulfill that role other than the father. Father or Bezdin. And that's why the Gemara says the Lashon of Aldas Bezdin. That could be Pshat in Shitas Rashi. Lemaisa, I do believe that there are Rishonim that argue. I believe the Rashba argues. I'll set it up like this. The Gemara says, Ger Koton Matbilo Noisei Aldas Bezdin. Rashi says, when it's Ein Layav, when it's Yesh Layav, you also could be Matbil Anoisoi, but then it wouldn't be Aldas Bezdin. That's what we're saying. When Yesh Layav, it's Matbil Anoisoi, Aldas Ha'av. When it's Ein Layav, it's Matbil Anoisoi, Aldas Bezdin. So the words Matbil Anoisoi, Aldas Bezdin is only when it's Ein Layav. And that's what it says, Beferish in the Tor, in Siman Reish Tamaches, that if there's a father, you do it Aldas the father. If there's no father, you do it Aldas Bezdin. So the Memra of Rav Huna is talking about specifically where it's Ein Le'av, like Rashi says. The Rashba says not that way. The Rashba, he has a whole arichas in the sugya, and at the end he sums it up, Le'inyan Halacha, I'll just read a word of the Rashba. Le'inyan Halacha, Le'inyan Psak Halacha, Kaimelon Kirafuna, we pass like Rav Huna, Da'amar, Ger Koton Matbilin, Umalin Oisoy Aldas Bezdin, Bein Ger Shenisgayer Banov Ubenoisov Imoy, Bein ger shegiru bezdin me atzman. Rav Huna said, Matbilan I say aldas bezdin, whether there's a father being megayer with him, or whether there's no father. Mefurish, in the words of the Rashba, even when there is a father, we still have aldas bezdin. We paskin like Rav Huna, that we do it aldas bezdin, whether the father is megayer or not. That means beferish in the Rashba, when the father is megayer, we also do das bezdin. That's not like we just said. We just said if the father's megayer, you don't need das bezdin. You need tzchia. Let some neighbor do tzchia. You don't need bezdin to do the tzchia. The Rashba says in his lashon klar, even if it's nisgayer aviv imoy, the halacha is matbil anoisai al das bezdin. It's mashmi in the Rashba that the aldas bezdin is universal, whether there is a father or not. It sounds not like Rashi. Basically not like Rashi. Rashi says, Ein layav. The Rashba says, Yesh layav. So how does the Rashba learn the words aldas bezdin? We just said, Hol Shtikol Torah, that aldas bezdin can't mean schia, the das of schia, because you don't need bezdin for schia. Elamai das bezdin means, Hey nasin layav. But now that we say in the Rashba, it's even when you don't need him to be an av, there's anyway a av. So any function that the av has, the av is doing himself. So what does aldas bezdin mean? Elamai, the Rashba has to learn the first pshat we said. The words das bezdin means the schia. The schia is done aldas bezdin. Bezdin is the one who does the schia. Hadro kosher l'dochta. Who needs bezdin to do the schia? Anyone can do schia. So on the Rashba, it's bekshver. So I'm going to try to be miyash of the Rashba. What we said in Rashi, I think, is emes. Aldas bezdin does not mean schia. Schia is a side point going on in the sugya. Aldas bezdin just means hey nasin layav. The Rashba learns das bezdin means schia. So hadra kosher l'dochta, what do you need bezdin to do the schia? Anyone's able to do the schia. Schia has nothing to do with bezdin. So maybe we could explain the Rashba be what we were saying before. There's something very unique in this schia. What's unique in this schia is that it's a schia only on das. The mila and the tefila, the maisa of the geirus, is on the ger katan himself. He has the maisa by himself. He needs das that will call for the chalois geiris, just like you need das for a kinyan to be chal, you need das for geiris to be chal. So you need das on the chalois geiris. The katan can't have das. We use the das of the zaycha, al das bezdin, and that's schia without a maisa. Chiddush. Usually you don't find that. Another chiddush, like we mentioned, the ger has the maisa, and the zaycha has the das. They could work together. You could be mitzaref one person's maisa and another person's das. That's a tremendous chiddush. He has a maisa. Usually the maisa and the das go together. Do a maisa can't have das. The maisa and the das could be mitzaref of two different people. There is a dugma to this, but not as serious. A dugma, there's a ktsois. The ktsois has an interesting case. Let's say somebody sent a shliach to be magbia metziah for him. For sure the shlichas works, and magbia metziah lechaveru. If he sent him as a shliach, for sure any kinyan, to be koina something min a hefker. He sent him as a shliach and he picks it up for him, but that's that he should be koina, the shlichas works. Let's say somebody told the shliach, pick up a chefetz for me. And he doesn't tell him why. He just says, pick it up. The one who picks it up has no idea if it's Kenyan, maybe it's his. He says, just pick it up for me. And the shliach listens, picks it up. And while he picks it up, the one who sent him has the das. Maybe he didn't want to tell him that it's hefker, because then he'll take it for himself. It could be whatever the reason why it happened. Pick it up, didn't tell him why, and the one who sent him had the das. The ktsoi says it works. His maisa with the das of the mishaleach. And they work together. The maisa Kenyan with the das of the mishaleach is mitzaref to make a good kinyan. Over there is much leichter, obviously. Why? Because the mishaleach sent him as a shliach to do the maisa hagbah. So it's an egan of maisa hagbah. Through the shlichos, it's my hagbah, and it's my das. You're right, it's not my hagbah with my hands, but it's my hagbah through the din of shlichos, so it's my hagbah with my das, and mamel, it's going to be chal. That's much leichter. Over here, The one who's being zaycha has zero shaychus to the maisa. The maisa the ger has on himself. He goes into the mikveh by himself. He does the mila by himself. And someone else has das, and you're able to be mitzaref. Maybe that's a very bechiddush. Maybe lefi the Rashba, that's what's bothering the Gemara. That's the role of al das bezdin. Ein hachanami, if the ger would have a mila and a tefila, and some outsider would come in and have the das, you can't connect the das of the outsider with the mila and the tefila of the ger. But Bezdin could. Why? Ma koyach Bezdin yofa? How could Bezdin do such a thing? The teretz is like Rashi brought down in the sugya. Bezdin's anyway an insider on the geiris. Bezdin is standing there by the geiris. Now, it's a big shaila how that works. Is Bezdin just standing there and the geiris is done by the eved? Or the Bezdin being there, they're a chelek of the geiris. They're part of making him into a ger. The maisa, the ger does by himself. But they're a chelek of the process of becoming a ger. In Cain, the das of the Bezdin, it's still a chiddush, but the das of the Bezdin is not an outsider. The Bezdin's an insider. The Bezdin has shaychas, as meshach shaychi to the etzem geiris itself. His das could be mitzarif with the maisa of the ger, but the das of an outsider can't. That's the lashon of the Gemara, al das bezdin. So like we began with, what's this lashon of al das bezdin? Ger katan matvila, and I say, you need bezdin. That's not a shaila. What's al das bezdin? We're coming out to mahalchim. One mahalach is Rashi, that's borrowed in Rashi, that the function of bezdin is hein nasin loy av, and the Meiri explains, he's mevi, his ben, to likonis tachas kanfei hashchina. That's the prerequisite of the geiris, and that's al das bezdin. Bezdin is the only one who could do that besides the father. And then we have the Rashba that says not that way. The Rashba says that al das bezdin is even when there is a father. It must be that al das bezdin means the das of schia. Like we said, there's two dases going on over here. The das of bringing him to be miskayer, and the das that the geiris should be chal. Al das bezdin means the das that the geiris should be chal. Who needs bezdin for the das of the schia? Because an outsider can't be mitzaref. Only the bezdin who's an insider, they're a chelik of the maisa geiris, the male that's able to be mitzaref. That's the pshat in al das bezdin. We'll stop here.